The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and everything that concerns that, whether it's wildlife or firearms or, you know, maybe even some legislation that affects us. But what we don't talk about is the day-to-day politics you hear on a 24/7 basis on any of your devices. You turn on the news on TV, you turn on your phone, and you're always getting news alerts, and you're getting it. Now, nope. This is escape from that. This is youth day for turkey season, for the spring gobbler season for Maryland, and we hope we have some youth hunters out there. It is 5 a.m. People should be getting to their ground blinds and getting set up and hoping to hear some turkeys gobbling on the roost. That's what the deal is here. When you get up early in the morning, you get in the turkey woods in the dark, and you wait to hear nature wake up, and you hope to hear that first gobble. So if you're still on your way to your hunting grounds, you've got a youngster in the car, I'd love to hear from you at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That is our phone number, and we're more than glad to talk to any of the kids on their way. So let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
All right, I guess. How are you all doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. So are you up and about this morning a little early? And we're glad you called.
Well, yeah, I'm up. That's about it.
You're up. Okay, I got you. Get any coffee in you yet, or don't you drink it?
Yeah, I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink it? All right.
Nope. I had it way long time ago. Just exactly like it. I've had it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I just never got into it.
Yeah, I got you. Well, for many of us, that's the elixir of life here in the morning. It helps us get going for some reason. A little caffeine gets our day started. So I've got my cup of coffee sitting right here, and a little too hot to slurp right now, but as we get on, somebody will hear me slurp on that. So
yeah.
Anyway, any plans for the week? Got anything going on?
I guess nothing particular.
Yeah, I got you. So, well, neither do I. It's been a busy week. I've been working on building the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine and, you know, talking to folks about that. Very interesting business, the crab business. Not a lot of crabs out there right now. Our crabbers are the ones that are going down south, Solomons and so forth. There's a few southern Maryland. I was there yesterday down southern Maryland, down Charles and St. Mary's County, talking to a few of them. And yeah, there's a few crabs around down there, but mostly females, a lot of females right now. And, you know, there's limits on females. We're allowed to harvest some of them, but recreational crabbers aren't allowed to harvest any. But, you know, there's limits, there's quotas set for the commercial guys. So, but anybody that's buying crabs right now, buying them out of Louisiana, Texas, North Carolina, Virginia. Virginia just started, North Carolina just started. Any of the peelers that are, any of the soft crabs that are coming in from South Georgia through South Carolina, North Carolina, some Texas crabs coming in. So, but the same situation applies everywhere, you know, the high fuel prices and cold water and everything else. Louisiana's starting to get some crabs coming in. So, but, you know, it's starting. It is the season. Prices are high. Prices are high.
Yeah, but the fuel value is going to drive everything else up.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. $5 a gallon for diesel, you know. But hopefully it's a temporary situation. Crabs get more abundant. Gas starts getting a little lower here, hopefully soon, and we'll see what goes on. Well, appreciate the call, man. You have a good week, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate the call. There goes Glenn. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. Anybody else online there, Mr. Aaron? All right. Well, we invite the turkey callers or turkey hunters to come in. Hey, good morning, John B. Thanks for the text. Love hearing from our listeners, however they're listening, whether it's via text or whether it's on the phone. So just appreciate knowing that you're listening out there. So the crab business is quite interesting right now. So getting around to the wholesalers, getting around to the retailers, getting around to the restaurants, and so they're starting to see some, April 1st is usually, April 1st to the 15th is when most of them open. So you'll see some crab shacks starting to pop up along the roads and that type of thing. Unless they're buying out of state, you're not going to see a lot of crabs right now. And the people that advertise year-round crabs, that's what they do. They have to purchase them out of state. So it is costly this time of year, no matter what. So. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are encouraged that the General Assembly will be over, signy die on the 15th. And with that being said, the two bills that most people are concerned about is Sunday hunting and the ban on lead ammunition. Of course, there's some other firearms bills that are not positive, but let's see what the latest update is here. All right, no resolution to Sunday hunting. Both chambers have passed the bill on Sunday hunting and on the lead ban. However, both bills have been amended differently by both chambers, and neither want to concur with the other. So, both bills, the lead ban and the Sunday hunting bill, are in conference committee to reconcile differences. And if they reconcile differences, bills will likely pass. If they do not, then they will not. So, once the conference committee reaches a compromise, both chambers have to agree to that, and then the bill passes or the bill dies this week. It's going to happen one way or the other. I understand that the lead ban has been so amended and watered down to be basically unenforceable, but we'll see how that goes. We'll see what the geniuses there in Annapolis come up with. So. Anyway, 410 WCBF 680, 410-922-6680, if you'd like to comment on that or anything else. I'm going to be shooting a gun this week, doing a field test on a 308 that I own, and we have about 4 or 5 boxes of ammo to try through that 308, and we're doing a more of a scope test for the folks at Hawk Optics. I talked to the Hawk representative this week, and we are happy to know that they're going to be supporting us again this year. So we're doing this shooting test, and one of the boxes of ammunition is the all lead ammo. So we'll have a report on that in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly out here in a few weeks, and see how that goes. We're not testing the gun per se. We're testing the scope and how it handles different grains of ammunition from, it's a 308, so 150 to about 178 grains and everything in between. including the copper. So we'll see how it shoots. We'll see how it handles it. It's a 308 specific scope, tuned to the caliber by the folks at Hawk Optics, which is pretty cool. So minor price increases on optics around the country. First of the year, tariff thing, but nothing horrible. Nothing horrible. So everything else is escalating in price, including non-lead ammo, which is the tungsten, the bismuth, steel. It's all going up in price. The tungsten and the bismuth is being used in military applications, so the supply is down and the demand is up, which means the price is high. So price on a box of 5 TSS tungsten turkey shells through the roof, $80 to $100 if it stops at that for 5 shells. So, all right. Any callers? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Love to hear from you. Fishing season is ramping up. The trout season came in a couple weeks ago, so we're hoping to hear from some of the trout fishermen out there if there's sufficient numbers and sizes of trout being caught and what you're catching them on. I told you last Friday we went to Conowingo and took a look at the eagles. It was pretty cool. See all the eagles, and then I went across the dam again this week. A totally different world. Totally different world. It's in spill status right now, so there's a spill hotline and a generation hotline. There's two hotlines out there. And what day was it? I can't remember. Must have been Wednesday, Thursday. I went across the dam, and it was a chocolate milkshake. Gates were open. Water was the below the dam pool was full. The rocks that are normally exposed and have all the eagles and birds sitting on them, they were pretty much covered up. The water was just so fast, tremendous. So, yeah, unfishable. So, anyway, we got some events coming up here, and I'll tell you about them. First one up is Bell Creek Equipment. That open house is coming up Friday, 24th, 8-5, Saturday the 25th, 9-4, and Sunday the 26th, 9-3. A lot of different models. Bad Boy mowers, LS tractors, Coyote tractors, CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides, Husqvarna equipment, a lot of stuff. So they've got great financing deals, as low as 0% with credit approval, and giveaways with purchases. There will be vendor representatives on site, in other words, factory reps, and Hustler lawn equipment, and much more. There'll be a raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic Kawasaki cooler. And for the kids, the miniature goats will be there, the secret world alpacas, and, of course, miniature donkeys. Food trucks will be hooked on seafood and Chili Billy's and Frazee's Meat Shack and T&D Fusion. So anything from seafood to probably pulled meats and pulled pork, or, you know, ham sandwiches and tacos, too. Something for the whole family. And so we sure hope we see you there. I'll be probably out there next Friday the 24th. So that's at Bell Creek Equipment. The address is 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston. Just go straight out of Easton on Dover Road, heading towards Preston. You'll see them on the right-hand side. Speed limit's 30 miles an hour there, just so you know, in beautiful downtown Bethlehem. Call 410-673-2700. Visit BellCreekEquipment.net, BellCreekEquipment.net, to see everything that they carry. Watch the Facebook page for any updates on this event. Bell Creek Equipment is 410-673-2700. The next event up is the 44th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival coming to Star Center at 700 Congress Street. That's in Havre de Grace, in conjunction with the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum, on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 till 5, and Sunday, May 3rd from 9 till 3. It's a family-friendly event, fun-filled. It features over 100 exhibitors who will present decoys and outdoor products for sale. Decoy and carving competitions highlight the event. You can explore the history of decoy carving. Imagine that. Meet the famous carvers from days gone by. They have exhibits dedicated to each one of them. And learn about waterfowl gunning and the displays inside the decoy museum. That's at 215 Giles Street. Visitors are urged, if you're planning on attending, to visit www.decoymuseum.com and download the maps to the Decoy Festival. It's a walking tour of parts of Poverty Grace. There's different events in different buildings, and you'll enjoy the experience immensely. Make Poverty Grace your target destination on Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd, for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. That's decoymuseum.com. And here's a fun event. I'll be your master of ceremonies, Alan Ellis, that's me, your master of ceremonies for the Chesapeake chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at their exceptional fundraising banquet on Saturday, May 2nd, at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. Doors open at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. You, too, can join the fun. You can have a terrific meal with your fellow conservationists. Tickets are only $50, which includes your membership and the Digital Bugle magazine, which is their... you know, their magazine that they publish. You and your friends can also enjoy a round of sporting clays for an additional $35. The range opens at 9 a.m. You can win great guns and hunting gear when you purchase raffle tickets or play the games for prizes. And the winning starts right now. I'm giving away 4 tickets. Haven't given them away yet. Got some names for a couple of winners. Haven't called them for this event, but so call in. If you're only interested in going, call in and leave your name with Aaron and put your name in the pot to win a ticket to the $50 ticket to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation benefit banquet on May 2nd at 4 o'clock at the Point at Pintail. So join me at the Chesapeake chapter. Just call in 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680, a regular call-in number. Leave your name and number with our producer. You can join me at the Chesapeake chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet on Saturday, May 2nd from 4 till 7. For tickets and raffle tickets, register at rmef.org, rmef.org. And for questions, you can call Denise. Give Denise a call at 302-335-3635. That's 302-335-3635. I'll see you there. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your mil-spec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
He showed me how to cast a line, where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on. Pass it on in the name of conservation. Pass it on.
So I've been having some conversations with some folks about drones, people that have drone services for recovery, and reached out to DNR this week to find out, you know, that there was discussion on the status of drones in the hunting world in Maryland. A lot of people were at the stakeholders meeting in February were concerned about, you know, harassing wildlife and doing some preseason scouting and things like that with their drone, or actually hunting with the drone and, you know, flying the drone over, finding a nice buck, and then killing it. Well, talked to a few people this week. That actually did happen. Somebody scouted a big whitetail down in the Lower Eastern Shore and killed it. And the people that were around him figured that was pretty unethical, and, you know, he didn't even... Yeah, the old social media thing. Hey, I killed a big buck, and put your picture up there, and all this stuff. That none of that happened. The guy was afraid to put it out there, and he should have been. It's certainly unethical to me. So, there are some regulations coming out. You will be allowed to use them for game recovery only, but not any hunting, harassing of wildlife with them, which is a common sense regulation. So we'll see what happens. You're not even allowed to use them, as far as I understand, in Pennsylvania, unless they've changed that. So very interesting what technology has wrought to our hunting woods. You know, trail cameras is another thing. I talked to a fellow that runs 60 trail cameras on his property the other day. 60. You know, it's a couple hundred acres, and I understand, you know, you're checking all the trails, but one on every tree is a little much in my opinion, but that's me. I have a trail camera out. I do. I use the trail camera to see what game is on the farm. You know, I've caught two pictures of turkeys, one picture of coyotes, thousands of raccoons, millions of squirrels, pretty abundant deer, of course, but I put a mineral lookout on Easter Sunday just to see, not a lick, but granular minerals from the folks at Welsh Mountain, you know, the apple cracker folks. They have a new mix called RAC RX 365, and it's got some different stuff in it. And boy, Monday night the picture started coming, so the deer have been hitting it. So I'm due to reload that, and it was only a couple pounds. It was like 3 or 4 pounds of mineral spread over a, I don't know, 10 by 20 area, something like that. They like it. So 'tis the season for minerals. We'll have more on that later, but 'tis the season because it helps things like milk production, healthy fawns, healthy does, and then of course it can enhance, you know, antler growth. So obviously calcium, salt, it's going to help bone growth, which is the fastest growing natural, fastest growing tissue in nature, antler bone. You know, I was just reading an article, I think Deer and Deer Hunting had one on 120 days, you know, from beginning of May to the beginning of September. You've got, well, May, June, July, August, yeah, you've got a deer can grow a full antler, full rack in just 4 months. It's amazing. Then they shed it after the rut is over, drop those antlers, and start all over again. So pretty cool stuff. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. A few white perch out there, from what I understand, but and the conditions are right. The temperature just keeps fluctuating like crazy. So we're hearing. Did talk to one fellow that earlier, when the Susquehanna was not on spill conditions, you could get down to the water. They were casting big bass lures up against the dam and catching some really, really nice walleye, 25, 26, 27-inch walleye, which are good fish. So, boy, this is tough. I wish somebody would dictate what we wanted to talk about this morning. Somebody give us a call here. Good, bad, or indifferent. We'll take anybody's phone call. Right, Aaron?
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Aaron's the guy. So let's see. I'll check something out here. The muzzle loaders for 2026 are ordered. They should be on their way. We've got three of the CVA Wolf muzzle loaders coming, and very attractive looking firearms. And we will be equipping those again, hopefully with a scope from the folks at Hawk Optics. So they're on their way, trying to get everything done early rather than try to wait till the last minute, and is what it is. So let's see. I'm trying to look for a fishing report here. I'm not finding it. Trout stocking continues. Had some things coming in by mail this week, and allegedly had a package delivered yesterday. Now I've got to go to the post office today because the email says it was delivered, but there's no package. Ever have that happen? Yeah, it's not fun. Not fun. Let's talk to Mark over there in Delaware. Good morning, Mark. How are you? Mark, yeah.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I am. Are you?
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, that's real frustrating. I get an email every morning from the post office telling me what's going to be delivered today.
Yeah, so do I.
You got that right. There's a very rough correlation between what they say is going to be delivered and what actually arrives on any given day.
Yes, indeed. It's called informed delivery, and they send you pictures of all the mail that's supposed to show up that day.
Yeah, supposed to being the operative words.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking about Canada geese.
Yes. Were we? Okay.
Yeah. When do they leave?
They've been gone. They left probably a month ago, pretty close to a month ago. What you're seeing now is resident canids, probably, nesting. Yep.
Okay. because with us, in our community, they try to discourage them because they're really thriving. And
you talk,
you get a false sense of what's going on because they arrive.
Right.
And you know, nobody asks for their passport, their resident, and their migratory all look the same.
No photo ID? Okay.
Yeah. And they showed up again, and I thought, you know, you don't know. And I was reading.
Yeah, they'll be. They'll be the resident geese getting ready to nest in your habitat over there.
Yeah, the resident. I was reading that some migratory, if conditions are good, like a lot of food and safety, migratory can become resident, but residents seldom become migratory.
That. I've not heard that, but it certainly makes sense, you know.
Yeah, well,
the whole thing.
I'll give you the source. It's Cornell University has a.
Oh, okay.
And
I got you. I'll take a.
It doesn't mean they're right. But that's
right.
What they say.
Right. Well, I got a call from a former waterfowl guy here from Maryland. He said, "Have you heard anything about the federal government consolidating the next 3 years as far as their research is concerned, and we're only going to have 30 days and one goose for the next 3 years?" I said, "No." I said, "I doubt that that's true." He said, "Well, it's on the Internet." "Oh, then it must be true." And he said, "You know, guides and waterfowl hunters are calling me," and I'm like, "Well, let me see." So I don't believe that's a true story, because right now the proposal is for 45 days and two geese, which means there's been some nesting success. So, you know, the total season hasn't been done yet, but the proposal's out there, 45 and two. 99% of the time the proposal becomes a regulation with minor tweaks. So I don't think that the Internet is a great source for that kind of thing, to be honest with you, especially if it's somebody's personal page.
Yeah, and my reading is that the resident population continues growing to the point that population control is necessary. So it's
sure.
The opposite of cutting back. The only way to protect the environment is to increase the harvest.
Exactly, and it's not necessarily a hunting harvest. I was on site of a processor last summer, and I said, "What's the big bin out there?" He goes, "Oh, that's what they kill the geese in." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "We got 1,000 geese in here the other day." I said, "What?" He said, "We got 1,000 resident geese in here in cages," and they said, the officials collect them during the molt when they can't fly. And I said, "Well, you know, what happens to them?" He said, "Well, they bring them in here in cages and we process them." I said, "Okay, how's that work out?" He said, "Not very well." He said, we put them in that container and gas them. And, you know, they're coming cages. We put four cages in there. That's a couple dozen geese. We get them out, we take them in, we process them. And he said, "You can't process a hot goose." He said, "We got to put them in the cooler and to get them down to the point where we can process them." And he said, "The goslings," he said, "they go in the dumpster." I'm like, "Really?" He said,
"Oh,
yep."
Gosh.
He said, "That's what happened." And then they get a pretty good paycheck for processing these geese. So that's they're not wasted. Taxpayer funds goes to get them processed and, you know, wind up in the food bank. But it's a messy process, labor intensive, and you know, that's one way that they deal with the geese. Comments?
It's a semi-natural way of handling it. It's a
semi-natural. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's nothing. but
yes.
the point being, they're not thrown into a big pit and buried.
No, they're not. They're not. So, but yeah, it's an interesting dynamic with the amount of resident geese, you know, and then they are literally, you know, there's not a lot of guys target them in the early season because it's so hot, it's so warm, it's difficult to process them. Like I said, it's hard to process a hot goose, you know, in hot weather. Done it. One hunt, we killed, I can't remember what the limit was, but there were, I think we killed something like 28 geese or something, and, you know, got them all cleaned up, and I think five of them were tagged within a mile of where we killed them. So they'd been tagged in July, August, tagged when I say they had bands on, they were banded. And, you know, a month before they had been banded, and they flew all the way a mile to the ag field, and, you know, we were lying in wait. So it was a fun hunt, but I didn't really relish it doing it in that hot of weather. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Hope you have a good week, Alan.
I will have a good week. No doubt about it. Going to the Maryland Fur Trappers fundraising banquet tonight. I was just in Charles County yesterday. I'll be back there today tonight for the banquet. But first, we got the grandkids ball game, so we're going to do that this morning. So
unrelated. Right. How many miles do you drive a year? Just curious.
Well, I can only say it this way: I've got almost 80,000 miles on a truck that I bought in June of 2024.
Whoa. Okay.
Spend yeah, a lot.
A lot of time behind the wheel.
A lot of windshield time. Yeah, lot of windshield time.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I do. That's what I've been doing for 40 years here in Maryland.
You know?
And the publications are a reflection of what happens. You know, you see all the advertisers in there and all the magazines, and keep in mind that's half or less of the ones that I call on. So,
sure.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm a good salesman, but I'm not I am a good salesman.
Yeah, and it's important
but,
for us. It's important for us to mention your name while we're in the stores.
Absolutely. Or the name of the publication is even better. So.
Yeah.
Or the radio show. Yep. So. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Have a good one.
All righty. I got you. All right. Let's see. We're going to take our second break here. And, Don, you'll be probably the last caller of the day. So hang on there. You know, hey, you've put it off long enough. Summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Although the weather doesn't reflect it, next week you're going to want to be getting outside, talking about cleaning up the yard and getting the picnic table refurbished and all that stuff. So Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your place to go, or your go-to place. Either your place to go or your go-to place. Either one. I've got it written both ways for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful polywood and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture. And that includes beautiful tables and chairs, a large selection, 1,000 of the Adirondack chairs for your deck or your backyard. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and chicken coops and greenhouses and pergolas and gazebos and all that kind of stuff for the backyard at Backyard Billy's in their backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now inside the showroom, and it's an enormous showroom on the left side, you check out the barbecue grills by Big Green Egg and Memphis and others. And then behind that, of course, is the Hearth America part where they have the fireplace inserts and the freestanding wooden pellet stoves. On the other side is a huge selection of furniture for your beach house or your deck or your patio. Browse the great looking garden decorations too and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. That's Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now look, Spurrier's Tire Service, right here in Easton, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. Don't forget to sign up for the Bridgestone-Firestone financing plan to pay for your tires over time. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. And if you own any kind of trailer at all, or an ATV or a UTV, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire service and tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They can check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. And Spurrier's Farm Team, their 24-hour truck service, and much more has kept Spurrier's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And by the way, if you see Mike Spurrier out and about, he's in the shop or around town, tell him you heard about Spurrier's Tire Service right here on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. That number is 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, how about that? Let's talk to Don in Middle River. Good morning, Don. Thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I have a question. I'd like to have your input on it and stuff. So, about a month and a half ago, I made a trip to Florida.
Right.
and we drove the down 95. As soon as you go into Florida, there's the Welcome Center, so we had to stop in there. And they always had the pamphlets and brochures and everything from the state, just like about every other Welcome Center. So I picked up the thing for Florida for the fishing regulations and everything, and I opened up the book. And you know, you can buy a lifetime license in Florida hunting and fishing?
Yep. You can.
And
used to
I,
be able to.
I Googled,
used to be able to do it in Maryland. Yep.
That. Yeah, we should be able to. 38 other states have that.
Yep.
38.
It's true.
That's a lot.
It's true.
I'd really like to see Maryland do that because they would have, I mean, the financial benefits, they would have money, more money to do different programs. And I honestly, every year, it's just sometimes it gets to be, oh my God, I got to get my hunt license. All my year, I got to get my fishing license.
I understand.
Even if they did like every 3 years or something like that, I don't know if anybody's listening that would haste. You know what? That's a good idea. Let me see what we can do about that.
Oh, we've had it. We've had it. Back in the early 2000s, we had a lifetime hunting license, and the feature of that was you were able to buy one and raffle it off. Nonprofit groups were able to buy one and raffle them off, and I remember a couple occasions where they were sold. People would, you know, bid on them and that type of thing. It was a great fundraiser. But here's the situation with that. Okay, you have a lifetime hunting license or a lifetime fishing license. What happens is the annual money that comes in from the license fees is stopped when you buy a lifetime hunting license. So that one license that qualifies for the federal matching funds only happens one time. But if you buy your license over, you know, 10, 20 years, then you are helping with the federal Wildlife Restoration Fund, Fisheries Restoration Fund, qualifying for the state to have more money from the federal government. You follow me?
I got you.
That takes place every year. The matching funds comes every year. And part of the formula is based on the number of hunting and fishing licenses sold in the state. So if all of a sudden you sell 1,000 lifetime fishing licenses or lifetime hunting licenses, then for the next however many years, as long as those people live, they won't be buying a license, and that will cut down on the matching funds that come in for wildlife restoration fisheries management.
I don't think everybody would buy the lifetime fishing license or the hunt license.
No, they would. No, they probably wouldn't.
Because,
and it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. But you know what you can do? I mean, if you know your county delegation, if you know the representatives and the senators from your county, tell the county delegation to put in a bill and see what they say. Or talk to your local lawmaker. Talk to your local senator, your local representative, and see what they think about it. Because that's where it has to come from.
Yes. I would even compromise on maybe doing it like every 3 years. I mean, hell, your driver's license is what, every 7 or 8?
Something like that, yeah.
Renewed.
Yep.
And then if the wear and carry is every 3 years. It seems like that's the only license in Maryland that you have to do annually.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's so far behind the times. The other week, I was shad fishing down in southern Maryland, and I had an officer stop me.
Right.
Do a license check, and I bought the card because I don't like carrying the paper. And when you do
right,
it on
I understand.
Your phone, you got to fumble through your phone. And
yep.
He liked that. He's like, "Oh wow, you got the card."
Yeah.
So they could just put the dates on there for like extended for 3 years. I don't see where it's a bad thing. I really don't.
I don't either. I don't either. I was just giving you the counter that I have heard in the past that, you know, it would potentially affect the funding, the matching funds.
Do they still offer a senior consolidated license?
Yes, they do. The senior fishing license is now going to, used to be 5. I think now it's going to 12. And the trout stamp for everybody went to 20, which is just incredible to me. But, yes, the senior consolidated hunting license. Go ahead.
As an avid trout fisherman, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just a technology thing.
Yeah.
As an avid trout fisherman, I was like, oh, my God, it went up to 20, and I was pissed. And then you look around.
Sure.
We're not that bad. Pennsylvania's higher than us. Virginia's $23 for a trout stamp.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it had to increase, but you know what? Everybody's in the states increased.
That's true. We're just trying to get with the times. I mean, we had the first hunting license increase in, what, 25, 30 years just this last session. So, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. There's certainly added expenses as far as management and pay for the fisheries people and the hunting people. So, you know, Wildlife and Heritage, Fishing and Boating Service. So. Anyway, but listen, it's a great topic. Keep the drumbeat going.
Yeah, I would really like that. I think there'll be a lot of people that would participate. But if I'd be interested to know what DNR has when they pull up on somebody to do a license check. How many are expired? And that's an honest excuse. Oh, my God, I forgot to renew it. Because it's every year.
And it used to be January 1st to December 31st, and now it renews on the date when you purchased your license. So, yeah, I think I purchased mine in February last year, so I've got to renew mine for fishing this year. So, all right, good call. We've got to move. I appreciate it, sir. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
You got it. All right. Well, our music's about to start here, folks. We just hope that you're enjoying the show. We don't have a lot of callers, but the ones that we had were extremely interesting, as always. And that's our audience, and we come to depend on it. So get your questions and your comments ready for the next hour. Any turkey hunters out there, we'll be right back after the news at 6:05. We'd love to talk to the youngsters who are headed to the woods, and I hope many of them are today. I know one thing, that there are some organized turkey groups under the National Wild Turkey Federation, the fellows that we had on last week. There are big turkey hunts going on right now in Western Maryland, Southern Maryland. I know fellows who are guiding the youngsters doing their turkey trips. I know parents are taking their kids, and they are as excited about taking their kids as they are bagging a turkey themselves. So my turkey dates are coming up, and I've got one on the Lower Eastern Shore, and I've got one in Western Maryland, and I've got a little property in Queen Anne's County that I hunt. There are a few birds on there, not many, but there's a couple. So we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll slip out there next Saturday after the show. All right, folks, more coming up in the next hour with the Outdoors and Radio Show. Get your questions ready to call in at 410-WCBM-680, and we'll be with you. We'll be with you then. There's the music, so get out, stay safe. We have four things in our life. We have our faith, we have our family, we have our friends, and we have our freedom. Let's not take advantage of any of them. Love your Lord. Love your family. Take care of your friends. And fight for your freedom. We'll see you after the news.